The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. It's a regulatory jungle out there, and I wanted to talk with Steve Malloy, who's the founder of JunkScience.com and also the Senior Energy and Environment Institute Legal Fellow and a former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member and, of course, founder of JunkScience.com, like I mentioned there, too. Steve, welcome back. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about this tailpipe emission rule that came out, and I have very strong opinions about this, but this is something where Biden's EPA ended up essentially saying that we're going to choose the car that you get to have, and the car will be an EV, and if it's not an EV, it's either going to be so super expensive. And I think ultimately, and I was talking with another guy this morning from D.C., I think this is about ultimately forcing people into public transit, which of course is a favorite sock puppet of the progressive left here, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, they'll say, hey, we're going to do this to save the climate, but ultimately you'll be standing in line and riding a bus and hanging out with the diversity, with diverse criminals on the bus. But anyway, take it away. What are you thinking about this here?
Well, yeah, no, I agree with you. I think we first met a long time ago. I wrote my my book, Green Hell.
Right.
And Green Hell, I talk about how the Greens want a carless society. They want you living in urban areas vertically. They don't want you in the suburbs. They want you, you know, if you have to live at all, they want you on the bus.
Right.
Or the subway. And so, you know, this new Biden rule from its EPA, requiring unrealistic tailpipe emission standards from automobiles is designed to end the internal combustion engine.
And isn't it because they go down the road in which carbon dioxide, which each and every one of us breathes out as part of life, because it is life on a carbon-based planet, the carbon dioxide that we breathe out that plants then take in to make oxygen, that is now defined as a pollutant, as an emission, right?
Right. So the quote unquote pollutant of concern here is carbon dioxide, which, as you mentioned, is colorless, odorless. It's not a pollutant. It's plant food. It's not about the conventional pollutants like carbon monoxide or particulate matter or anything like that. This is about carbon dioxide, and I think the rule is illegal because, you know, when Congress allowed EPA to regulate tailpipe emissions, they authorized EPA basically to, regulate them reasonably. They did not authorize EPA to use its authority as a means of banning disfavored technology like the internal combustion engine. So I think that's where this rule is going to fail, somewhere in the legal challenges. I mean, when Obama issued the Clean Power Plan in 2015, the Supreme Court stopped it right away because, while EPA is allowed to regulate coal plant emissions, it was not allowed to ban coal plants. And so this is a similar sort of situation. And the Clean Power Plan resulted in a Supreme Court ruling called West Virginia versus EPA. It basically said, EPA can only do what Congress authorizes it to do. It cannot just go off and do whatever it wants. And so I think that rule will apply here, and eventually this will die. Now, the issue becomes, will this Supreme Court stop this rule right away, or will it do it 7 years later?
Because if it does it 7 years later, if there is a slow walk into getting an illegal rule challenged, you have the transportation industry that has already had to make plans years and sometimes decades out, in which, all right, there's political risk. We can't build what we normally build that people actually want. And so the system ends up being destroyed anyway before it can be challenged and repealed.
Yeah. And so, things have really changed dramatically in the past 2 years. EVs, the car industry thought they could do EVs 2 years ago, and so weren't all that upset about what the Biden administration wanted to do. But now, as the EV central planning disaster is unfolding, last year Ford lost $30,000 per EV car. GM had to buy out half of its Buick dealers, didn't want to sell EVs, and the list is basically endless on this. Mm-hmm. Car makers are abandoning EVs, so the whole EV thing is just becoming a disaster. And so this rule is really going to be impossible to implement because the public just doesn't want EVs. But of course, you know, the Biden administration, the government, Democrats, they don't really care because, you know, their whole worldview is causing chaos in the economy, chaos in industry, because out of chaos comes more government control. So that's what this is all about.
They're seeing it then as a positive feedback loop for their, well, essentially for their hold on power then. It's like, all right, now, is there evidence that industry will truly fight this illegal rule, though, as you describe it from the EPA, an illegal rule? Because industry has been very pliable and I think has almost gotten to the point where it's almost been like an abused spouse in a marriage. And it's like, okay, well, I'll do this. I'll do this if you just stop hitting me, you know, that kind of thing. I know I'm being, maybe that's not, I'm not trying to make fun of battered wife syndrome, but there seems to be a bit of that going on.
No, so this is the interesting part, and we're going to see this within the next few weeks, I think. Is it, you know, the automakers have been squawking about these rules now that the whole EV thing has been falling apart. The dealers, you know, don't like EVs at all because they can't sell them. So, you know, someone's going to file suit, and you know, the more people and the larger the organization that file suit, obviously, I think the better. Maybe red states will. Maybe red state attorney general will file suit. So you know, I think there's enough people out there who will be aggrieved by this that they'll have standing to sue, and you know, maybe the court will take action against it. We're just going to have to see over the next couple of weeks.
Steve Malloy, founder of JunkScience.com, but he's the Senior Energy and Environment Institute Legal Fellow, eelegal.org, the website for this, and you can read up on this and a whole lot of other energy issues. I talked with Rick, a friend of mine in D.C., about an hour and a half ago, Steve, and we were kind of talking about these climate change rules and the attack on energy, which actually works and is available. And he brought up something, and I wanted to run it by you and see if you think it's something that is feasible. He says that, honestly, that what will end up happening as ineffective energy which is not on demand is mandated in blue states like Oregon, and we have problems. We've been able to keep the lights on because there's always been a greater fool somewhere else that had maybe a coal fire plant or a nuclear power plant that we could buy power from, right?
Yeah.
And what this guest was telling me was about, well, how about an interstate compact in which you get the energy producing states, the real energy producing states, that'll say, okay, we're going to agree that will sell power to people, but you have to be part of our state compact. In other words, you can't be an idiot. You can't say that we won't sell you electricity unless you actually are friendly to energy production. And do you think that is something that could actually be a tool used in this? Because the blue states are kept alive, and they don't have to live the results of their idiocy right now. Yeah.
Well, I think this would be another example of two-tiered justice. I think if red states decided to band together like that, it would be unconstitutional. But if blue states did it, it would be okay.
Oh, okay. So you think they would be – all right. Well, you'll be right. Well, we'll see. But I have to tell you, lack of energy on the West Coast will sharpen some minds at some point because even right now the grid is more intermittent and chaotic.
You know, I don't think there's any evidence for that. Look at California. The state is a disaster. Look at its cities. And I'm not talking just about climate or the environment. Just look at the state of the state. It's a disaster, but people don't care.
Yeah, well, Gavin Newsom is sort of like a one-man wrecking crew there, isn't it? Yeah. It's astounding.
Well, Democrats, the whole Democrat Party, they have ruined that state. People are fleeing, but nobody seems to care.
All right. Well, as long as we have avocados, I guess, for avocado toast. All right. Steve, I appreciate the take here. So the next fight then is going to be the legal fight. That's where you say it's going to go, and it's not going to just sit.
Yeah, and ultimately I think the rule will fail. It's just a question of timing and who files the lawsuits.
Let's pray for short timing on this one, all right? Steve, appreciate the analysis here. Steve Malloy, founder of JunkScience.com, but Senior Energy and Environment Institute Legal Fellow, eelegal.org. Thanks again. Be well. Steve Malloy, we have some open phone time here, 24 after 8, 770-5633. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
If you're on a well and concerned about a low water table, it's time to consider a holding tank. Siskiyou Pump Service installs holding tanks that are continually topped off by your well pump, providing a consistent reserve supply of water for your lawn and garden, livestock, fire suppression, and typical household uses. Don't wait till you're out of water. A holding tank system can provide a reserve of fresh, clean water and peace of mind. Plan now. Call Siskiyou Pump Service, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Online at siskiyoupump.com.
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445 a month. For $445 a month, you can now tow and haul with a brand new big shiny F-250. Nobody knows how to make lease deals work on a Ford truck like Butler Ford. That's why businesses and individuals have been coming to us for years when they want a new truck for a low lease payment, like $445 a month on a new Ford F-250. And lease payments are even lower on F-150 and Ford Escapes. Butler says yes to big discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a Ford Super Duty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid, and EV.
42 monthly lease payments is 7,500 miles per year with 97.48 cash or trade due at signing, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with a cap cost of $48,125 unapproved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 3/31/24.
Even though they're against the law, you can find them for sale on Amazon and Google. I'm talking about cell phone blockers, Wi-Fi, drone, radar jammers, and more. But now the FCC is moving to stop it all. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by ExpressVPN. Secure your online data and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. The market is big for cell phone jammers. Restaurants, churches, and movie theaters would love to install them, if they're illegal. Some do it anyway. Radar jammers interfere with police speed radar. GPS blocking devices will prevent your car from being tracked. Wi-Fi jammers are a favorite for burglars to jam up home and business wireless security cameras. Drone jammers can bring down a nearby intrusive hobby drone. Everyone can think of a way that they would use one of these devices. But there's just one problem. Federal law makes the operation, marketing, or sale of any jamming device illegal. No exceptions for classrooms, homes, business, or even law enforcement. None. Join a 500,000 folks who get TechSmart with my free newsletter. Sign up now at GetKim.com. Let me tell you, I need to be able to stay connected and have my phone in reach and working all throughout my day. I'm always on the go, whether it's running my business, being there for friends and family across the country, tackling never-ending errands, or researching hot topics for our next chat here on the show. And the list goes on and on. I bet you'd be lost without a solid connection, too. That's exactly why I'm so glad I have T-Mobile. I know I can always count on them, no matter where I am. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns all across the country. So whether you're on a video call at the park with a client, uploading files at a coffee shop, or streaming your favorite series while waiting for your flight at the airport, you can count on T-Mobile to help keep you connected to what you need, where you need it. So what are you waiting for? Visit your local store or T-Mobile.com to switch today. That's T-Mobile.com.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.
Nominations are open for this year's Bi-Coastal Media Best of Southern Oregon contest. Nominate and support your favorite businesses now through April 3rd at bestofsouthernoregon.com. There's nearly 200 categories to nominate all your favorite suppliers of goods and services. Whether it's medical, automotive, beauty, entertainment, food and beverage, and more, there's a category to nominate all your favorites. So visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today. Nominations close Wednesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
We've had some light, we've had some heavy news, and now it's time for a dad joke. We need a palate cleanser this morning just because, you know, life's worth living. So we head into the weekend, even if it's going to be rainy. By the way, programming note, I'm going to be off on Monday and Tuesday. This coming Monday and Tuesday will be the Hugh Hewitt Show, or whoever's filling in for Hugh on the Hugh Hewitt Show. It just depends. You know, we'll do that one way or the other. And I just want to, you know, just take a couple of days, clear my head a little bit, sleep in a little bit, maybe work on the Vanagon, you know, that sort of thing. But I'll be back on Wednesday. Okay? All right. But dad joke of the day, and those are sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Your local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by Northstar. They have a new line of Northstar trailers and Delco trailers and a lot of trailers in stock and priced right in 10, 12, 14, and 20 footers, tilt and dump trailers too, off Sage Road in Medford and Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. Once again, twodogfab.com, twodogsfab.com, and you could submit your own dad joke. And today's dad joke from Doug. Doug's always kicking them in here. He says, Mom says, I see you finally broke down and bought some orthopedic shoes. I thought you said you'd never buy anything like that. Dad says, I stand corrected. Ooh. All right, Doug, you're making me laugh on that one. I like that one. You know, we do have some Irish dad jokes that we have to use before we're too far away from St. Patrick's Day. What do you call a leprechaun who gets sent to jail? Leprechaun. How old are leprechauns? So old that they remember when rainbows were black and white. What does it mean if you find a four-leaf clover? Well, you have too much time on your hands, all right? Also, why should you not iron a four-leaf clover? You don't want to press your luck. Submit your dad joke, okay? It's 8:30, KMED, KCMD. Let me grab line one and maybe two, three, and four, depending on how it goes. Hi, who's this? Hello?
This is me.
Yeah, who is you?
Captain Bill.
Oh, Captain Bill. Okay. 858. I didn't recognize the phone number. I was looking for your cell, or is that the cell number? I don't know. You want to chat about what's going on the Klamath here? Give me a couple of minutes after news. Why don't we do that? Okay.
Yep. Well, I'll hang on.
All right. He'll hang on. Well, you know who the guest is going to be. Captain Bill with the latest report. But remember, the paper's reporting that the restoration will proceed. The beatings will resume until morale improves here in Southwest Oregon and Northern California.
Before you know it, it will be summertime in Southern Oregon. Ensure that you have a good supply of water before the rush hits. Plowser Drilling is booking for the peak summer season. If you need a water well, you need the experienced and professional team from Plowser Drilling. They will perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. Contact Plowser Drilling now to get in front of the line. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
The tax laws have changed. Do you understand them? If you need a licensed tax professional to prepare your income tax return, then call Pat Hurley at 774-1040. 774-1040. Wow, what an easy number.
Two Dogs Fabricating knows trailers. They sell trailers and repair trailers. So if you'd like your trailer inspected, bring it to the dogs and they'll sniff it out. Two Dogs will check the axles, hitch, tongue, lights, bed, brakes, and more to make sure your trailer's roadworthy. Most trailers on the road are fine, but it's good to have it checked out once a year. They'll scrutinize crucial welds for corrosion and cracks, too. And if you need any repairs, you'll get a quick, reasonable estimate. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. The Asante Foundation is announcing the largest estate gift commitment in its history. $5 million is coming to the foundation from Alan and Susan Bennett, retired medical professionals and local philanthropists. Their name is now included in the new Bennett Family Birth Center in the Olsrud Family Women's and Children's Hospital at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center. Dr. Alan Bennett delivered nearly 10,000 babies in his career. Then Trails Outdoor School in Ashland is leading the local green economy with their newest source of renewable energy. Students at Trails Outdoor School joined community partners in a ribbon cutting Wednesday to celebrate the completion of 288 ground-mounted solar panels. Michael Stringer of Truth South Solar says Ashland School District worked with them on this 8-month-long project to offset a portion of their total electricity use. Owner of True South Solar, Eric Hansen, says this project is part of Ashland's Climate and Energy Action Plan, which seeks to reduce local climate pollution emissions. He also says the solar array sets a good example to other communities on how to lower their carbon footprint and electric bill. Mike Freeman of HMK, another community partner in the project, says they're currently working with the Ashland School District to determine more solar sites. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC 5 News. I'm Natalie Serna.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Hi there. Welcome to Grover Electric and Plumbing.
I need a lot of help.
Okay.
I've never done any electric or plumbing before.
So this is your first time here at Grover's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
in a cave.
Okay.
I've been thinking it's time I change the way I live.
Say, aren't you Bigfoot?
What was the giveaway?
Well, you're 7 feet tall, covered head to toe with hair, you know.
I'm thinking about putting in some lighting.
Okay.
I hear Grover's is the place that can help me.
Sure can.
Maybe hook up some hot water.
Sure can.
I'm even thinking of putting in a tub and a shower.
That's a good idea.
Cool.
Like we say, Grover's is worth the drive.
I walked.
That too.
Great.
Yeah.
So I'll be back after I make a few other changes.
Other changes?
Well, I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah.
And some shoes.
That's great.
Some cologne.
Nice.
And a pair of pants.
Good.
Grover, the electric and plumbing supply. You'll find us in Washington, in Vancouver, Oregon, in Medford, Grants Pass, and Klamath Falls, and in Idaho, Boise, Nampa, and Twin Falls. On the web at groverelectric.com and on Facebook.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Captain William E. Simpson monitoring and reporting from the amazing environmental destruction pit known as the Klamath River Dam Removal, and we wanted to bring him back on. He is reporting on Siskiyou.News. There's an action alert about an emergency proclamation with Northern California, Siskiyou County, and I wanted to get the latest on that. Bill, we know that earlier in the week that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, the equivalent of our Board of Commission in Jackson and Josephine County, they ended up punting. They didn't want to do an emergency proclamation with regard to the destruction on the environment in the area. What's the story?
Good morning, Bill. The board decided there was some indecision, a little prevaricating by a couple of the board members, but Ray Halp wanted to go ahead and vote on it, and he couldn't get a second, and there was some prevarication by some of the other board members about one board member was saying, well, you know, what is the odds we're going to get some money? And the director of OES down here, Brian, said, well, It might be slim, given it's Gavin Newsom, but the point is you don't get anything if you don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
So the chance of getting any kind of assistance is zero without an ask. And even if it's 5% opportunity of maybe getting something from the state, that's infinitely better than zero.
Is this about then getting money to dig the sediment out and truck it out, which would take hundreds of millions of dollars? Or something else?
Actually, no, the declaration is to get assistance from the state as far as water testing, which is very expensive because you have to test for quite a few things. There's more toxins coming to light because the county health department can't test for everything because it's really expensive. And in fact, the lawyers that were just here the other day brought in a specialist, a water guy with a big, long resume and has been involved with Aaron Brockovich and other big cases and did testing up and down the river. So those results will be coming back, and we'll see what he's got. But we just had another result come in yesterday from a couple miles upriver from Happy Camp showing Interestingly, chromium, lead, arsenic, and aluminum in levels that were above the norm, and that was just above Happy Camp. So, and that's from a different lab. They went to a different lab besides Nielsen, so people are kind of splashing around with different labs to see, you know, just to make sure we get some diversity in the results. But the board, I think, wanted to add, there was a good comment that we need to talk about air pollution, so it's not just the money for testing and potential financial aid for people that are seriously impacted by this, because this is a disadvantaged community here, and this really is hammering these people.
Oh, it's destroying entire ecosystems, as you've reported on Siskiyou.News and also Wild Horse Fire Brigade. And now, my question, though, I'm looking here at the Herald News, heraldnews.com. KRRC says Klamath River will recover. I guess the question is, though, if the KRRC in charge of this dam removal says that the Klamath will recover, how long do we know?
Well, they don't have any evidence. Okay, there is zero evidence that says there will even be a salmon run ever again. I mean, you know, this whole thing is a massive experiment, and the economy of Siskiyou County is at risk because this was one of our main sources of ecotourism, the river. People would come all around to be on the river, see the river, photograph the river, be on the lake, play on the lake, mm-hmm. fish on the lakes, et cetera.
All gone. It's all gone.
Gone. And not only that, you can't even raft on the river because the health department says stay off the water. It is a mess. I mean, there's videos at Siskiyou.News. A 50-year river guide just took a bunch of people down the river to show them the condition of the river. It's a river of death. It literally is a river of death. All the big deep holes, all the refugia that were 8, 12 feet deep where you could catch fish are completely filled in with silt. And it's not moving. This extra water they're sending down is not moving it. And here's the worst part. Mark Bransom of KRRC, the CEO, the chief liar and misrepresenter, is out there telling the news media that they're dumping sand and gravel to improve the river. And that's what we see with all these excavators, their excavators up and down in the lake bed sediment, dumping sediment into the tributaries and into the Klamath. And Mark Bransom is lying to the media saying really? That they're dumping sand and gravel. When there is no sand and gravel in that bed, GEC, the company, Gethardt Engineering Consulting from Seattle, came down here in 2006 and analyzed the sediment, and they said it's 78% clay. Clay is the smallest of all sedimentary particles.
And it certainly doesn't help fish habitat. I know that much, even though I'm no expert on it, but I've heard you talk about it a lot.
Yeah, the point is there is no sand and gravel to speak of. It's almost 80% pure clay. Sediment is made up of clay, which is the smallest particle, mm-hmm. silt, the next largest, then sand, then gravel. Mark is telling, Mr. Bransom is telling, he told Channel 7 News, KCRC, that, they're seeing us shoveling sand and gravel in. There is no sand and gravel. And
there's sand and gravel, but the very small percentage of it, the vast bulk of it is not, as you have just demonstrated here.
Right.
All right, Captain William E. Simpson, naturalist, Wild Horse Fire Brigade. We talked to you about many things Klamath Dam. I guess at this point in time, the goal then is for a public outcry and turning up at the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors meeting this coming Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Is that really the call to action at this point in time?
Yeah, it is the call to action. The big problem, since they punted, now the eco-terrorists are going to, you know, Trout Unlimited and all their membership that are live out of the area. They're not stakeholders here. Most of them live outside of California, even. But they have a lot of them, so they're going to be on the Zoom. And like I said in my letter to the board, I said, look, the citizens of this county should have priority. It is our county. We pay the taxes.
The citizens are the main stakeholder. All of these outside groups are interlopers in this system. They should have no standing in this sort of situation. They don't
have
to live. They don't have to live with the destruction, Bill. They don't have to live with it. Yeah,
I agree.
Right.
And the board needs to recognize that, and they need to give citizens who come down to the courthouse priority. You know, they need to ask, where do you live? What is your address? And if you're not from the county, you should be discounted because you don't have a stake in this county. You know, that's the bottom line. If I try to make a comment and a state senator in California's on their website, I have to put in my address. And if I'm not from their district, they don't even want to hear from me. I'm called. I can't make a comment to some other district, state senator. And that's how it's done in the politics. And I'm saying, okay, it's, and then they make us wait if they jam the Zoom. You know, it's like 3 minutes.
As they jam the Zoom full of people that are supportive of the destruction. They don't have to live with the results of it. Captain William E. Simpson, Wild Horse Fire Brigade, and Siskiyou.news. You can read on that page right now, action alert about the emergency proclamation. And if this is something which interests you, you could be at the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors meeting, County Courthouse in Northern California, Siskiyou County, Tuesday at 9 o'clock. All right? That's
correct.
Yeah, all right. That's what we need to drive. Before you take off, Bill, I wanted to make sure and use what the horrible things happening to the citizens of Siskiyou County in their county structure, the way their structure is designed. It is five county commissioners in districts, and this is what various groups are attempting in Southwest Oregon, in Jackson and Josephine County. Jackson, it's an incremental process with the they want to change a number of things, go to five. But they know that the goal is to go to districts. Josephine County is under attack right now with districts 17-116. And what you are talking about in Siskiyou County perfectly explains why you don't want these five commissioners, why you don't want districts. Because you're telling me how Ray Haupt sees the problem with the destruction of the environment and the economy for his people in District 5, right? District 5 is taking most of the damage. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
He is out there trying to get an emergency declaration, and the other four commissioners from different districts, I don't know about this. You know, it's not helpful. This is what you get when you have five district commissioners instead of five or three, preferably county commissioners, who represent the entire county and have to care about everyone who comes to them rather than not coming within their district. You see where I'm coming from here? Why this is such a teachable moment for people?
Yeah, it is. And but the thing that in our little county, see, we're not as diversified as the other counties you're speaking of. In our little county here, we're huge geographically, but as far as our government and our economy, we're tiny. And the loss of this river system and the dams and what's going on, and the fact that the short-term pain will be, the long-term gain is worth the short-term pain. We don't even know what's going
to
be the long.
You don't have the long-term. You don't have the long-term time to be that, to take that kind of destruction in Siskiyou County.
No, well, right? we don't know that there will be an upside to this ever. You know, that's the thing. There is no science. Look, they keep bringing up Elwha Dam. Sam Brinkman, who's the boots on the ground fishery biologist up there for the state of Washington, said in a quote, and this is 10 years after Elwha Dam was removed, they said it may take another 20 to 30 years to have a restored salmon. And that little 41-mile pristine river up there at Elwha, this is a 265-mile-long river that's an upside-down river. And, you know, we may never have salmon in the river again right now.
This is a self-inflicted gunshot wound courtesy of gangrene. All right. And gangrene just wants to double down on the fraud. Okay. Bill, got to go, but I appreciate you giving us the latest update. So Tuesday, 9 o'clock is going to be the call to action in Siskiyou County. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Siskiyou.news. Siskiyou.news, the website. Look for Action Alert, Emergency Proclamation to find out more. All right. Captain William E. Simpson, 847 at KMED KCMD. Monica's here. Monica, you've been holding on here, and thanks for your patience. What's on your mind on Find Your Phone Friday?
Okay. Number one, this has nothing to do, but real quick. Who is Denise Krause? That's all I want to know. Who is she? Okay.
Well, she's a county commission candidate for the Democratic Party.
But who is she? Where did she come from? Why is she here?
I think she was in the medical industry, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. I have not studied Denise Krause a lot lately. My main thing is just to stop her agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. Okay. Tom called and was talking about COVID, and nobody was talking about it. I just want Tom to know we're thinking about it. Don't think we're not. I got a call from OHA CDC. /CDC, and I just let it go. Mm-hmm. And 2 days later, I got another call, and I just let it go because I'm not interested in him. The next week, I got a call, and I thought, oh, God. So I answered it, and there was this little girl on the line wanting to – and I answered the phone, and she told me who she was, and we're wondering how your health is. And I said, I don't answer questionnaires over the phone. Send me something. Mm-hmm. Don't call me back.
Did they send you a questionnaire?
Wait a minute. I hung up.
Oh.
2 days later, she calls me back. By this time, I'm not very nice. I try to be nice to these little kids that call.
Well, why is OHA calling you? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Okay.
So that's what. So I said, she wanted to know how my health was again. And I said, why? And she says, well, we're just wondering. I said, why are you calling me? I'm 75 years old. It's none of your business how my health is. That's my business.
Mm-hmm.
You want any answers to your questions, send me a questionnaire. That was about a month ago. I have not received a questionnaire. Furthermore, where were you when over millions and millions of people died? You guys were lying about everything, including OHA and CDC. Send me a questionnaire. Do not call me back. I have not heard another word from them.
Interesting. Hmm.
So I was really surprised. I got I know that I never took any of their medications.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Maybe, Monica, that's why they're trying to figure out if,
right.
you know, why did you live? Because you were supposed to die,
right.
You know,
right.
You know, we're told that everybody that didn't take the medications that they were recommending back then, you know, by now, all of us were supposed to be dead. Okay.
Right.
And we're not.
So what they've done is they've got into my medical records, which I didn't authorize them to do. And they found out all this stuff. They had my phone number. They knew my name. I just figured they knew what my address was.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really angry about it.
Yeah, I can hear the anger in there. I'm assuming though you're in Medicare, right? You're on Medicare, right? That kind
I'm
of thing.
On Medicare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're on Medicare, then I would imagine that there's probably some sort of data sharing between, you know, the government to government agency kind of thing, which is why OHA has that.
I'm sure, but
okay.
Why? I never released that information to them, did I? No.
Well, I think by basis of the fact that they can share it among
right.
government agencies, that it doesn't matter if you want it released or not. It can't
right.
be it can't be released to someone that
there
is
goes
not
your privacy. There goes everything.
Yeah.
But I never did. I never did anything for them.
Yeah. Okay. I understand your irritation though, but I have no doubt that this has to do with, wait a minute, Monica's supposed to be dead now because she didn't follow the science that we were all bleeding about. I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't some study there. Now this is just conjecture.
That's
on my
I'm
part.
Wondering too.
Okay.
So Tom, we're there with you. We just don't know where we're gonna go with it because we just get stumped every time we turn around. Like, where's my questionnaire?
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your irritation, but even though if it's not Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, okay?
I know.
All right,
I know,
Monica.
Tom just kind of set me off with this. Nobody cares. And I'm going, Tom, we do care. Please, we do care.
All right. Thanks for the call, Monica. Good one. In fact, I'm going to give Monica a real American salute because, you know, that way Tom, another real American, understands that, yeah, there are some people who are paying attention, all right? And you're on the Bill Meyer Show.
If you want to enjoy everything an active and vibrant senior community has to offer, the Springs at Anna Maria Medford is the right lifestyle option for you. Life is easier living among friends and neighbors in stylish private apartments with large balconies, all while fully supported by our team of dedicated caregivers and service professionals. The Springs at Anna Maria is located in a quiet neighborhood close to Rogue Regional Hospital. Call to schedule a tour of the independent and assisted living community. 541-774-1822.
One of each Forte VIN 731586 MSRP 21710 3500 due Sportage VIN 185367 MSRP 3590 4499 due 10K miles per year zero security deposit all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax title license 150 registration processing fee trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 3/31/24.
Making payments on a car you don't want to drive anymore? You need Kia Medford's payment wipeout. We're wiping out all the payments you have left on your old car so you can drive a new Kia, like a new 2024 Kia Forte LXS automatic. Just $149 a month lease. Or a new 2024 Kia Sportage LX. Only $199 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Get into a new Kia like Forte's. $149 a month. Sportage's $199 a month. During the payment wipeout at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
Brenda, you wanted to kind of go back on what Monica was upset about as far as OHA calling and surveying health. And what can you tell me, all right, what in your experience? Go ahead.
Well, pharmaceutical companies have so much control. They do have access to our medical record.
Mm-hmm.
When COVID was going on and you'd go to your doctor and refuse to take the COVID shot, there's a little check mark on the that the doctors have to check on their computers to say that you have not chosen to take the COVID shot.
So I would then use maybe connecting some dots then that they're checking back to find out why these people aren't dead.
Well, and another thing, too, this week I had gone to a follow-up with my doctor, my PCP,
uh-huh.
and was she was telling me that she wanted me to take the, a thing popped up on the, her computer that's saying that Big Pharma is telling her that I have to be on statins.
Oh,
because my
yeah.
cholesterol is slightly elevated, and she already knows, my doctor already knows that I have refused statins in the past. Well, this was the warning to the doctor from Big Pharma. If she doesn't give me a prescription for statins, then somehow or other she gets dinged and doesn't.
It could be being dinged on that quality of care rule or whatever it is. There's a legal term that's used.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the term is. She explained it to me. She gets dinged financially. And if it happens often enough, it could be disastrous.
Yeah, this is what happens then with government funding of healthcare, though. This is what you get.
Yeah. What happened to HIPAA? I never authorized.
No. HIPAA is about people like you or me getting into the records. It has nothing to do about the government blob. Okay, all right, Brenda. Thanks for letting me know here. I'm just almost out of time. Okay, I really appreciate that. So I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. Mark Lee Van Camp and Robin's coming up. By the way, I will be off Monday and Tuesday, but back Wednesday. I'm going to take a couple of days vacation, all right? A couple of more emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, crowns available in-house lab, okay? And a couple of people writing in about what's happening with the, well, we had that conversation yesterday about the animal shelter looking for more money, Josephine County. And Debbie Reed writes in and says, Bill, what is happening is that we have a lack of vets. All vets here in our valley, Rogue and Joe County, are months out for spay and neuter of cats and dogs in most procedures. I follow a lot of local rescue pages here in Josephine County. Plus, I do rescue, and it's really rough. Every one of them are full and are pleading for fosters to hold animals until they can be spayed or neutered. The pandemic attributed to this big time. In fact, it's not just us. It is all over the USA. Debbie, I appreciate you writing in about that. Ted is also kicking in here. Speaking of neutering animals, I'm a huge fan of state-sponsored male human neutering. Make an announcement of $100 and a case of beer for any male that gets neutered. The breeding of people who should not be breeding needs to stop. Yeah, you know, they kind of did that in India and other places, if I recall. Okay? And let's see. There was someone else. They had something about... Granny. Granny weighs in, Bill, before I leave Oregon, I'll register as a Democrat. That way I'll keep getting ballots. Oh, Granny, you make me laugh, but not, and I'm going to give you a real American salute. Please stay, though, okay? Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch you back after a couple of days of vacation. Hugh Hewitt filling in for me. Markley Van Camp and Robbins are coming up next after news. And I will catch you live and local Wednesday morning for Wheels Up Wednesday. Is your business or personal tax return under IRS audit? Tell the IRS First Response Resolution has got it. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point, your local tax resolution experts. Visit firstresponseirs.com and talk to Zach in Eagle Point. He'll defend your rights as a taxpayer.
2x4, 2x8, who do we appreciate? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Tweedledee, Tweedledum, the carpenter just hit his thumb. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, what lumberyard has the best repertoire? Hughes Lumber, Hughes Lumber. Mary had a little lamb, but it needed fencing from the ram. She also needed a brand new barn, but only one company has the charm. So when it comes to lumber, what's your choice? Say Hughes Lumber and rejoice on Crater Lake Highway, Hughes Lumber.
Do you bruise easily? Have frequent nosebleeds? You may have a blood or bleeding disorder. Take a free risk assessment at betteryouknow.org. That's better, YOUKNOW.org.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.